subject of the Holy Ghost, and we won't even scratch the surface today, but continuing on from where we was in our last message of this. This can be classified as a teaching. It can be classified as a message or whatever. From time to time, God says we're apt to teach, and then we're subject to preach because we're going to preach. So it's hard sometimes for a preacher to just stay focused on teaching. You got to preach a little bit in the middle. But in our last segment of this, amen, and we're going to make a series of it. People's been asking that we do this, and we've got it in messages spread over the last almost 40 years in the tape library. And a lot of the old tapes was cassettes, and they got noise in them, and they're not good. So we're doing this digital and going live with it on hard drive, and then we'll be able to make digital mastered copies of it, and we'll have them for those that request them. Amen. So this not only will be here locally, but it'll also be heard all around the world today, and then every place it's played. I've got messages that date back. Said this the other week. The subject, the mule walked on, it's about the Holy Ghost. And that particular message, 25 years later, we still have requests almost weekly. We have requests for that message, amen. It had an impact. It left an impact on people. So anyway, and we may tie that into this session, so we'll have the copies we have are old copies, and they are on cassette. And they've been remastered. Suzanne done that and put them on hard copy. But it still has the old cassette roller in. You can't get it out, you know. And so we're seeing what the Lord will do. And, we may update that with a new, God never changed. The message don't change. Amen. The way you say it may change a little bit, but the thought of it will never change. Amen. The story of the mule walked on is the story of letting the power of God leave out of your life and what's happened to the American churches. Amen. It was relevant 25 years ago and today. Amen. It's more relevant than it's ever been because we're seeing that happen. Amen. Spirits of complacency has come into our churches. Amen. It started on Pentecost. In last session, we was dealing with the Holy Ghost falling on Pentecost when the day, amen, of Pentecost was fully come. That's in the second chapter and verse 1. They were all one accord. Amen. And it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind and hit, filled all the house where they were sitting. And there were appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Amen. And we covered some ground of this promise and who it's to. Amen. Let me say this and say it clearly. It was not just to the people in the upper room. Amen. It was not just to the people in this first few chapters of Acts. Amen. We will later in some of the sessions deal with how that God, amen, moved, amen, 20 years after Pentecost, amen, and people were being filled with the Holy Ghost. What the church needs today is a fresh new baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen. What you need is a saint of God today is a fresh new baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen. We don't need another church play, amen. We don't need, amen, another drama session, amen. What we need is a move of the old-fashioned Holy Ghost that sat down on Pentecost and filled the house and motivated them and caused, amen, thousands to be saved. Even that day, amen, wherein God, amen, spoke and said there was 3,000 saved, there was 5,000 saved. It's believed that probably 65 or 70,000 people was saved, amen, directly and immediately after this outpouring of the Holy Ghost. God send it here. God send it one more time. Send now now the Holy Ghost. Send down the anointing that breaks the yoke. Send it, God. Amen. Uproot the system. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Turn the churches upside down. Wake them up. Amen. The modern day American church is a mockery to God. Amen. The modern day American church has long since lost the understanding of what it's about. We've made rituals of getting people saved without the Spirit. Amen. And unless the Spirit of God draw a man, it's impossible to be saved. But we go on in our idiotic rituals. Amen. We go on in membership. We go on in joining the church. We go on in all the rituals and all the hullabaloo and the mockery. Amen. But we need to go back to the Holy Ghost. We need to go back to Pentecost. We need to go back where the power of God is fallen. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need it here. Amen. We need it here. You need it where you're at. Amen. We need it in Africa. We need it in India. Hey, we need it in Indonesia. We need it, amen, in Pakistan. We need it all around the world. We need it in Hillsville, Virginia. You need it, amen, all throughout this state, all throughout this nation, all throughout the world. We need the power of the Holy Ghost falling. Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory,
and I'll never change. I'm kind of like you. They say you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Amen. You can move me, turn me upside down, do whatever you want to, but you can't take the Holy Ghost out of me, because that's my foundation. Jesus Christ saved me. And when I stuttered, amen, and was bashful and didn't have ability to stand up and talk and speak, God filled me with the Holy Ghost and give me boldness that I could go anywhere, any place, any time and say, thus saith the Spirit of God. Because he's real. He's alive. Amen. He's high and lifted up and on his throne. Amen. I don't agree with most people's doctrine. Amen. Don't agree with them because they're man-made. Only thing I agree with is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You got to watch how much you say, because some people, it blows them out of the water and they can't take it. Amen. Glory to God. But I don't believe in all the wholeness doctrine, because a bunch of it's a bunch of bull. Amen. And I'm wholeness. Amen. But I believe in the Bible part. Amen. Amen. Salvation, they fight and argue. Amen. Who can be saved? And well, this, that, and the other. Amen. I don't believe either side of the arguments. Amen. I believe they're both wrong. I don't believe you lose it every time you sin. Amen. But I do believe you can lose it because of sin. Amen. Somebody say amen. That'll preach. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody said, well, you know, they talk about the Godhead. Amen. We believe this. We believe in that. So one man said, he's a Jesus only. I said, I'm a Jesus everything. Amen. Glory to God. I don't believe all that the Trinity believe. And I surely don't believe all that the oneness folks that, amen, claim to be Jesus only. I don't believe what they believe. But somewhere between the far-fetched story of three men sitting on three thrones, amen, and somewhere between that and what the apostolic Jesus onlys believe is the Word of God and the truth. Both of them need to move back to the Word of God. Somebody said, that offends me. Amen. I'd rather offend you, amen, you make it to heaven, then you bust hell wide open. Amen. Because, amen, if you don't understand the depth of this thing, if you don't understand salvation and sin, you're going to bust hell wide open. If you don't understand the deity of Jesus Christ, you're going to bust hell wide open. If your denomination has taught you that Jesus is just one of the sons of God, amen, you're going to bust hell wide open, because he is the Son of God, the only one, amen, and by his name, amen, is it. Only name wherein he can be saved. But don't, amen, don't insult me, but trying to tell me, amen, that he's not manifested every place he said he was. Amen. That's what's wrong with the Masonic order. A lot of people don't have enough guts to say what's wrong with the Masonic order. And I'll lose some of you because you, amen, are up to your chin in it, up to your eyeballs in it. What's wrong with the Masonic order? It's a society club, amen, amen. That within itself wouldn't be nothing wrong with that. But what's wrong with it? It's under the Mosaic law. It does not believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. The Masonic organization of America does not believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Some of the people and some of the members believe in Jesus Christ because they go to church and get saved, and amen, and they're part of Jesus Christ, amen. And I'm surely not mad at none of them. And you take the Jew. I'm not mad at the Jew. But the Jew can't be saved, amen, and believe what he believes, he or she, amen. Why? Because they're under the Mosaic. They're under the old law of this thing. They don't believe that Jesus has been manifested. Amen. And here's another bombshell. A big majority of the Trinity-believing people of America ain't saved because they don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear me now. Big lot of the Trinity people put what they say, I believe in Trinity. They deny the deity of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you are, belong to the Masonic order, so that if you are a confessing Jew, or you're a confessing Trinitarian, if you don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ, it's impossible for you to be saved. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ is the door. Amen. And the agent wherein that God convicted men is this Holy Ghost that I'm talking about today. Amen. It wasn't just made for us to turn cartwheels and walk the back of the pews. Amen. More power to it. If you walk in the back of the pews, go ahead. If you run in the aisles, go ahead. If you shouting and dancing, going ahead. But that's not the whole purpose of the Holy Ghost. That's what happened to most Pentecostals. They got off on a tangent. Amen. Well, we won't wear makeup, we won't wear jewelry, we won't wear this, we won't wear that, we won't wear the other. Amen. They never did, most of them, get their ungodly gossiping tongue fixed. Amen. Amen. Never did get that fixed. Amen. But amen. But hear what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. Amen. The point of it is Jesus Christ, amen, has to be the center of your salvation. Amen. He has to be the reason for it. He has to be the purpose. There's no other name under heaven's skies wherein a man can be saved. Amen. And without the Holy Ghost, you can't be convicted. So all this crowd's running around here preaching, amen, you don't need the Holy Ghost. We don't need them. Amen. That's what we don't need. We don't need their ungodly doctrines. We don't need their teachings. Amen. We don't need their rituals. Amen. What we need is people that says God is God. Amen. He sent his son. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of God, is drawing all men. Amen. And convicting men. Amen. And the message, I'm going to tell you something. We'll get into this, amen, as weeks lie ahead. We'll get into the discussion of the tongues, amen. But there is more ignorance, amen, ignorant understanding doctrines that have been produced about the tongues than anything else. Now that tells you, amen, that tells you that it's important, amen, amen. I always say, well, I have to speak in tongues? No, you get to, amen. Nobody's got a shotgun on you. Nobody's got a razor at your throat. Amen. Nobody's telling you got to do anything. You get to. Amen. You know, I've been married to my wife. My first wife passed away. Suzanne's mom passed away. And I've been married to, you know, Jackie for 12 years or so. Amen. Seems like a lifetime, don't it, honey? And that don't mean it's bad. It just seems like we've always been together. Amen. And, you know, with the understanding that I would hate to be married to her and couldn't talk to her. Wouldn't that be awful? Amen. Amen. A lot of people's doctrines about the Holy Ghost is like, it'd be the same thing. Amen. Because, amen, you know, you talk to God, but, amen, your spirit, the flesh man talks to God. Amen. But the inner man talks by the Spirit. And we'll get into this later, but it talks about groanings that cannot be understood. Amen. I about had my lights put out a few times. I've clung close to dying a half a dozen times or more. Amen. Amen. I've seen the bright light a few times. Amen. I've seen what Keith, my son-in-law's seeing. Amen. I've seen a little glimpse over yonder. Amen. And I noticed something didn't happen real quick. I was going over yonder. Amen. And every time the Holy Ghost, tell my wife the other day, amen, when I was 32 years old, I had a problem. Something happened to my heart. And I knew I was dying. I seen myself dying. The Holy Ghost hit me. I come straightway up out of the bed, up over the foot, stood up in the floor, and all the bedclothes fell off of me in the floor. I didn't do no effort. I didn't take a hold to nothing to pull myself up. But when the Holy Ghost charged me, hit me, it brought me up. Amen. I'm telling you, he's real. I went in to help rescue my oldest daughter one time and got in electricity and wet grass. And you know the end of that story. Amen. And I was going. I knowed I was going. My teeth was sloughing together. Amen. Like somebody was beating me with a baseball bat on the head and up under my chin, that my teeth together. Amen. I seen the bright light. I see my lights going out. And about that time, the Holy Ghost hit me. Amen. And I went to interceding in the Holy Ghost, spinning like a top. Amen. And spin loose out of that. Amen. I'm telling you, I know what the Holy Ghost can do. I know his power. Amen. Amen. But we've made all kind of doctrines in the church world today. And even the Pentecostals have come to the place and said, well, we don't want that in our church. I was told by the general overseer of the largest Pentecostal movement in America, we don't want that stuff in our churches anymore. It upsets our people. My land upset them. Amen. 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 Somebody needs to upset them or they're going to die and go to the devil's hell. Upset them. Amen. Everybody wants to feel just so pious. Amen. They want to feel good, you know. They got a thing out west and it's coming this way that organizations that if you're intimidated in church or you're preached to or you're made to feel condemned, they'll sue the preacher. Amen. A lot of preachers are scared to preach anything of the truth because they're afraid somebody's going to sue them. Amen. I tell them to sue. Amen. I dare to tell you the truth. Amen. Because the truth will stand. The truth will set you free. Nothing but the truth will set you free. But this took place, amen. And it goes on to tell the things that happened. Amen. Amen. It tells us the story through the Word of God. Amen. As we read on into that chapter. Amen. You know, they asked the question down in verse 12 of that second chapter of Acts. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocked, said this, these men, amen, are full of new wine. Amen. And Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice. Amen. So he had the same problem. People doubted it. Amen. Mocked it. Amen. Lifted up the voice and said to them, ye men of Galilee, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these men are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Couldn't buy no liquor. Liquor store wasn't open, if you please. Amen. It was only the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall inherit, Amen. Or shall prophesy. They're going to inherit, all right. But here it says, your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And of my servants and of my handmaids, I will pour out on them in the last days, amen, of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now, all y'all folks that will hear this and are listening that says a woman can't preach, amen, get rid of your doctrine and get in the word, amen. If this is the last days, this is the day that God's pouring out his spirit, then God said the handmaidens are going to prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned unto darkness and the moon unto blood before that great and noble day of the Lord come. For it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So what meaneth this? If I might sum it up, it means that the Holy Ghost of God, it meant that Jesus had ascended on high. He had took his position upon the throne. Amen. And he had sent back, prayed the Father, and the Father would send, amen, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost had come. Jesus in body form, amen. Jesus in body form could not be in everybody at one time. He could not be everywhere at one time. Only by the Spirit could this take place, amen. And we are one in the Spirit as he is one with the Father. Somebody said, well, what does Jesus look like? Amen. What does God look like? Jesus is the expressed image of God. Exactly. The exact one. Amen. He is, amen, to become the everlasting Father according to the Word of God. Amen. God Jehovah in the Old Testament was the Father. But Jesus, amen, understand, when we moved out of the Old Testament, we moved into a different age. You hear some people call Jesus Father, and you say, is that correct? According to the Word of God, in this hour it is. He is to become the everlasting Father, amen. To you and I today, amen, he has been our Redeemer, our Savior, amen. He was our Creator, amen. And all things that was, you know, was created by him, amen. So today, if you can understand, amen, Jesus, amen, ascended that he might send the comforter by the Father, amen, and he might be in you, amen. In the Old Testament, this is very important, in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost moved upon them, amen. They didn't have the baptism. He was not in them by Spirit. But today you're privileged because the Holy Ghost, amen, can be in you by Spirit, amen. And the Holy Ghost, amen, makes intercessions, amen, by Spirit, amen, to the Father, amen. And by the name of Jesus, amen, for God has an order, amen. God has an order, amen. This is where I have a problem with some of the Trinitarians. This is where I have a problem with some of the Jesus Home and Jesus Name people, amen. Is they won't go with the book. Amen. There is one God. Amen. Amen. There is one God. Amen. Understand it. Amen. And to you and I, amen, Jesus has been our Creator. Amen. He has been our Redeemer, our Savior. Amen. And he has become the everlasting Father to you and me. Amen. That's not too hard. That's not too hard to grasp. Amen. That does not take away the fact that everywhere he said he prayed to the Father, get out of here, because don't tell me he talked to himself. Amen. Amen. You need to go back to the book. If you believe in when Jesus, amen, talked to the Father, he talked to himself, you need to go back to the book. Amen. Amen. Understand, amen. He said all of us are one as he is one with the Father. Amen. We've got different bodies. We've got different individuals. We've got different souls. But in the Spirit, we are one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the Spirit are one. Amen. There's only one God. Amen. We are one in the Spirit with Him. And if we can understand that, we can understand the Godhead, and we can understand where we fit the plan of God. And if you know who you are, who God is, and where you fit the plan of God, there's nothing can stop you. But what meaneth this? That mean that Jesus had fulfilled what He said. This meant that He had ascended on high. This meant that He had sent the Holy Ghost from the Father. Amen. And you and I can receive it. That's what it means. That means the prophecy of Joel had come to pass. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. And we ask God in Jesus' name that He might save you that are lost, might reclaim that which is backslid, give people the power to receive the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Amen.